Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, I got a topic that I want to talk to you about. Really hit me today after talking to a brother. Titling it, Strong Delusion. Strong Delusion. I got a question for you. Are you one of these people, whether you're a believer or not a believer, and you think, well, things are bad in America, but things are going to get better, and it's going to be okay in the long run, and everything's going to work out fine. You know, like they always say, the eternal optimist. Well, I want to give you a wake-up call today. Listen up, all right? Maybe you need a wake-up call. Maybe you need a spark to light your fire. Maybe you need some cold water thrown in your face to get you out of your slumber, believing that everything's going to be okay in America. Brother Jim's going to bring you a message. It hit me hard today. I knew this. It was nothing new. It hit me hard. But I want to bring this to you. Let's talk about it. First, I'm going to bring you God's Word. 2 Thess chapter 2, starting with verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, that by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know that withholdeth that he might be revealed in time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Right here, pay attention. And for this God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Yeah, today I want to talk to you about this topic. Again, I knew this information, but it really hit me, so I want to share it with you. So this new brother I'm talking to, I've known him for a while, but we just started drawing close, told me something, and it hit me in the old spiritual gut, let's say. Now, I'm surprised by this a little bit, because Brother Jim's been around. I was a worldly, carnal man, did lots of things in business, did a lot of traveling. Then as a Christian, I've been in ministry for a long time. So none of this should really surprise me or hit me, but something about this did today. And that's why I want to bring it to you and talk to you about it. I know what the world is and what the culture is. Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, this culture is one that will take a peaceful man with a Bible and a gospel sign, and they call the police on me, and they hassle me, while rowdy dope smokers get to drive around protected, and they're fully legal. Yeah, that's this culture. We live in a world that kills unborn babies at will, saying they're not really alive, but yet scientists are spending billions of dollars to find one cell on Mars, and they're going to call it life, that we found life. How foolish. How about a culture where public libraries have drag queens doing book reading events for children? But don't you dare come and speak Jesus Christ and the gospel there. Yeah, that's the culture you're living in. I know it. I see it. How about a place where people drive alone in their car by themselves and they have two masks on as they're afraid of this plandemic, fearing a virus, but ignoring God's word and not fearing God. Yeah, just some examples. I get it, all right? I get it. But again, this info I'm going to share with you kind of hit me hard, and I find it to be so perverse, so anti-Christ in nature, so against the order of God, so rebellious. So let's get at it. This brother, he's striving in Christ, and part of the changes happening in his life happens to be dress, right? Brother Jim teaches that. And so this man is starting to wear what is biblical attire. And this story perfectly illustrates the strong delusion. I just read it to you that God's going to send. Now, this man was telling me that he's concerned. He's going to do it. But he's concerned that his biblical clothing, a long untucked shirt, a tunic-like robe garment, that's what the Bible teaches. Brother Jim has all kinds of teachings on that at the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. He's concerned that in his job, it's going to bring him soft persecution. And, you know, sometimes it will affect your job. I end up losing my job over my faith. Part of it was my dress change. A lot of it was my actions, not being worldly anymore, giving up football tickets, things like that. And so this man shared with me that he was concerned that he will get soft persecution in his company for dressing biblical. And then he said this, at the same time, his company and his management is writing policies to fully support and help him if he wanted to be transgender or change his gender into a woman. Did you hear what I just said? Let that sink in, folks. This man was concerned about just dressing biblical as a godly man might affect his job. But if you decide to change your gender or be transgender, show up as a man or a woman on any given day, the company is writing policies to help you, encourage you, support you. There's probably companies that are going to pay for this for you. And that just hit me as so perverse. The Bible says in the Old Testament, good will become evil, evil will become good. I'm telling you, I see it and it just hit me and it just woke me up. I see so much when I'm out street preaching, but God just spoke to me in this. I need to share something with you. All you people that don't know this, did you know that every major culture that's fallen, part of the end of their fall is sexual perversion? Many things happened before that, and when it gets to sexual perversion, it's over. They fall. They're destroyed. Go read Romans 1. It talks about the sexual perversion and then God turning them over. This is what's happening to America. This is what's happening to the world. You can't even dress biblical, but you can turn yourself into a woman or a man or be a transgender. Craziness, defying God, destroying his order. Satan's in charge of this culture. He is the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Let me take it back to Scripture. 2 Thess 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Ah, Apostle Paul, dear Apostle Paul, brother Paul, thankful for the faithful, right? Now, how do you know if you're God's? Right? But we're not going to get into that whole discussion of predestination. But how do you know if you're God's? Well, it tells you right here. Are you clinging? And are you walking in the truth? If you're God's by the Holy Spirit, oh, you're going to walk in truth. You're going to see the delusion. You're not going to walk in sin and worldliness. It's part of the sign that you're born of God. You're going to be appalled by what's going on around you. You're going to see what's happening. You're going to have biblical eyes. You're going to be discerning by the Spirit. You're going to start striving to get your house in order, get your life in order, become godly, not American churchianity, no, godly, biblical, part of the ecclesia, the called out ones, following Christ, be a Noah in your generation, as this man and I were talking about, and get ready, get your house ready for tribulation, and ultimately the judgment of God is coming to America and the world. We know it, God's word promises it. Now, I'm not naive. I know that there's going to be more craziness coming that Brother Jim will have to report about, warn you about. Probably more things even crazier than this. You can't dress biblical without getting persecution, but you can be a man and become a woman and get full support. Just absolutely spiritual insanity. Here's what I'm saying to you today, folks. Get right. Get ready. Get right with God. Get ready for what's coming. Don't be part of this strong delusion. Don't be going along with this in any way. Don't be an enemy of God. James 4:4, going along, being friends with the world. Repent, obey the gospel, seek after Christ while he may be found. Yes, Brother Jim is sad. I mean, it's just so sad when I hear these things and I see it in the culture. But you know what? I'm not down. I'm not defeated. As Brother Paul said, let me read to you 2 Corinthians 4:5-12. Ready? For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves our servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in the hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, but not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body, dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life worketh in you. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope this message has quickened you. If you're lukewarm in the Lord, get going. Get your house and life in order. If you're not born again by the gospel, repent. Place your faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood. Turn from your sin. Turn from this culture and your false man-made religion that's going along with this foolishness in the culture. Be born again by the Spirit of God and strive in holiness and obedience. Get ready to endure in your faith no matter the persecution that comes. That's the gospel. It's on every page of my website, don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Thousands of resources to help you in the faith. Hold fast, ye saints of the Lord. Times are crazy. It seems as if Satan is ruling for a season. But Christ is on his way for his bride. Are you going to be ready, watching, looking for your redemption that draweth nigh? Hey, till next time, this has been Brother Jim. I love you very much. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Shoot me an email. We're getting ready to get back on the gospel road after a break on the homestead. Got a lot of projects done. It's time to get back out there and shine the light of the gospel into this dark, dark world. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Till next time, don't be part of the strong delusion. Cling to Christ, his truth. Let him be your portion in all things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything will be added unto you. May God be praised.